This is news from North Country Public Radio.
Winter is delivering a parting shot to northern New York and Vermont. Parts of the North Country have anywhere from 6 to 15 inches of snow on the ground this morning. Hardest hit areas are along the Canadian border. In New York's Franklin and Clinton counties, schools in Malone and St. Regis Falls are closed today. The National Weather Service says North Underhill, Vermont, received more than 13 inches of snow, and Jericho had 12. Scattered power outages are reported. A New York State Electric and Gas spokeswoman said some 5,000 customers are in the dark in the northern tier of the company's area, primarily in Franklin and northern Clinton counties. Amy Kennedy said more outages are likely. The big problem, she said, is the continuing heavy wet snow, and NYSEG isn't sure when everybody will have their power back.
At this time, I can't give you a good estimate because what we are seeing now is a continual increase in outage numbers as it continues to snow and the trees are bringing contacts and causing more outages.
National Grid's website shows about 2,400 customers without power from the Newton Falls area in southern St. Lawrence County to the Malone area to as far east as Lyon Mountain. The snow began falling yesterday morning after plenty of warm spring weather. Maureen Brightback is a meteorologist stationed at the Weather Service office in Burlington. She says it's just low pressure.
Yep, we have low pressure in the upper part of the atmosphere, but then also at the surface, that low pressure is located off to the east in the Canadian Maritimes. That's allowing moisture to wrap around from the Atlantic Ocean back into northern New York and helping to enhance the snow.
She said snow should start changing back to rain sometime late this morning, and perhaps the last blast of winter should be over soon.
It looks like spring will be returning by the weekend as we get into Friday and Saturday, start to see temperatures raise significantly and could even see 70s by the weekend.
National Weather Service meteorologist Maureen Brightback is in Burlington. The Albany, New York Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Lipton says such snowfall isn't so common this time of year, but he says he remembers a significant snowfall around mid-May in 2002. The current snow has been a boon for skiers in a region largely spared by the massive storms that blasted the rest of the nation this winter. The Sugarloaf area in Maine still has two lifts operating, 24 trails open.